The Austin State Hospital is at risk of losing about 25 beds, and the story is similar across the state.
We're talking about people. We're not talking about numbers, statistics, and dollars.
Alan Isaacson is the chief operating officer at a local mental health hospital called Seton Shoal Creek. They take on patients when the state hospitals are overcrowded with prisoners or poor people. Last May, the number of Texans waiting in jail for a state hospital bed came close to 400. That leaves Seton Shoal Creek and emergency rooms to pick up the slack.
Oftentimes, we're having conversations with families about the need for them to go to San Antonio, Waco, Belton, surrounding counties where we can assist them in identifying a bed that would meet their loved one's needs.
Mental health workers imagine jails filled with sick people waiting for services. At the Travis County Correctional Facility, about 20% of the inmates need some kind of mental health service or medication. Ileana Gilman is with the Austin Travis County Integral Care. The agency divvies out funding to mental health clinics and organizations. Gilman says it's the worst time to cut services.
More and more we're seeing middle-income individuals. They just don't have either insurance, they're out of a job, they got laid off. And it's a very bad time, economically speaking, for most folks right now.
Gilman says on average, the agency has almost 1,300 people waiting for help. She expects funding for community clinics and organizations providing emergency psychiatric care to get hit the hardest. Over the last two legislative sessions, these groups received $137 million in additional funding. Carrie Williams with the Department of State Health Services says it's unclear if that additional funding will be renewed.
While we're dealing with a tough budget situation, our mental health providers did see some good-sized expansions during the last two sessions.
But this time around, lawmakers will grapple with how to close a budget gap that could reach $25 billion. Williams says if mental health services are slashed, the department will try to make those cuts as gradual as possible. Erica Aguilar, KUT News.